Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Ronji, Amy Marks scores with you on a Tuesday afternoon. Well, the St. Louis Business Journal released a story today with the title, The Traveling Mayor. And it does discuss Mayor Tashara Jones' aggressive travel schedule, noting that she has taken about 64 trips in the 42 months of office that she's been here, and then talks about the time when she was treasurer in 2012 and some of the trips that she took then, and then continuing on as mayor of the city of St. Louis. And to talk about that a bit more is Mayor Tashara Jones, Director of Communications, Connor Kerrigan, joining us in Studio B today. Connor, thanks for making the trek over here.
Yeah, absolutely. The roads were pretty clear between Dogtown and downtown, thanks to the folks at our streets department, so it wasn't too hard to get down here. And happy to see you made it in as well.
I did. Wore my boots and my ski fleece today to make sure in case I got stuck on one of the ramps.
Yeah.
But let's dive into it because it does seem like a lot of trips that the mayor has taken between 2013 and 2017. There were about 50 trips, and she has taken some more since then. Those trips at the time between 2013 and 17, according to the Business Journal, collectively cost taxpayers more than $27,000. Let's talk about these trips more recently as mayor and what they are.
Yeah. So important to note that I believe only one of the trips since she's been mayor has had any cost to taxpayers. Other than that, these are not taxpayer dollars. Typically, when the mayor's traveling, it comes out of either personal funds or organizations like the United States Conference of Mayors or Bloomberg will be funding that travel. So really important to note that these are not taxpayer dollars. However, the benefit to the city, I believe, can't be overstated. You know, St. Louis hasn't had a seat on the national stage for quite some time. We hear a lot of complaints that St. Louis has been overlooked. Under Mayor Tashara Jones, that's changed. You know, she's utilized existing relationships. For example, I know that she's close with Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, many others in the administration. She's utilized those relationships plus new relationships to help put St. Louis at the table. And the thing is, if you want St. Louis to be at the table, sometimes we physically have to be at the table. And Mayor Jones has been able to execute on that. Right now, we're working on something around $4 billion in federally funded projects. That's between the airport, between the Metrolink Green Line, our violence prevention efforts. Getting that money into the city is no easy task, and Mayor Jones has used her position and her abilities to represent the city on the national stage to help bring those federal philanthropic resources in.
Certainly would agree that we need to, as a region, move forward and be recognized more nationally. Mm-hmm. I think we've all been talking about that we're sort of an afterthought as it goes around the country. So do we... In this period of time, do we feel like we've made any real progress, and do we have anything to show for it where you can say these trips have brought us this?
Yeah.
This is what we have to show for it.
Yeah, that's a great question. So we got some graphics that we've put out on the mayor's social media pages, and she put out a video as well, kind of talking through some of the federal funding that we've brought in. Our violence prevention efforts have received millions. We've gotten some funding through some programs for Greater St. Louis for our business development. Those have brought in, you know, something around $25 million something dollars. As well, we've got two international flights that are now flying out of St. Louis Lambert Airport under the Jones administration. There's the Lufthansa trip to Germany, and then this year I actually got to go, not to Montreal, but I got to go to the airport before they flew to Montreal. Now we've got those two additional international flights. So again, when you look at the amount of federal funding that's come into the city under Mayor Jones and the programs that we've been able to stood up and the partnerships that we've developed on the national level, I would say this is absolutely beneficial.
Do you think we wouldn't have gotten those flights if she had not gone on those trips related to the flights?
I wasn't in the room for the decision-making process, but I certainly think that it helped, right? It is absolutely. I've seen her in action talking to these folks. I've seen her having these conversations with these federal leaders, with these companies on the national scale. She often speaks on panels at these events, and she eloquently represents the city of St. Louis. We hear back all the time. Once people hear that she's the mayor for St. Louis, we start to get a lot of compliments about the work that we're doing. Absolutely. Absolutely. She is helping to move us in a positive direction here.
Do you feel that way about the violence prevention funds? I guess because cities are going, we've gotten federal funds before.
Sure.
There are certain federal programs that you apply for. You don't have to go in person and beg for that funding. So do you think, can you put a number to the funds that we got because she went in person versus just the traditional application?
Yeah, again, I don't have them in front of me, right? I can't. It's a long list. But we have on her social media, we've got some graphics out. We also did put out a federal memo that is accessible to the public that shows all of the different kind of federal funding that we've gotten under Mayor Jones. When you talk about violence prevention, I mean, Amy, it's really important to note that the Office of Violence Prevention in the city of St. Louis was founded by Mayor Tashara Jones. We didn't have an Office of Violence Prevention before her. So when you're talking about our anti-violence efforts, I would say that absolutely having an Office of Violence Prevention established and running in the city is something that helps us get to that federal funding for violence prevention.
So in knowing all of this, I think what you might run into, if you haven't already run into it in the last 24 hours or so, is they see the mayor's been out of town and she's not really paying attention to what's going on here and is not here physically present to address needs the city has. What would you say to that?
Yeah, so to say that she's ignoring or not aware of situations in the city, to me, is just completely unfounded. You know, as a member of her staff, I consistently communicate with the mayor when she's traveling, as do we all. She's got a fantastic team around her. Jared Boyd, chief of staff, Nancy Cross, executive director of operations. She is in consistent communication with us while she is traveling. Not only that, but we need to remember that now we have the technology to be able to continuously communicate while she's traveling. This is the same technology that was used by both the Crewson administration and our administration during the pandemic. We're talking about, conference calling. We're talking about consistently being on phone calls. I don't think there's a whole lot of daylight between Mayor Jones and the city of St. Louis, even when she's in D.C. And if she's in D.C. and something were to require her attention, that's mm-hmm. a quick flight back. So again, to say that she's not aware of what's going on in the city just because she's physically not here doesn't ring true to me. I am consistently on the phone with her. She attends meetings via Zoom, just like we did during the pandemic. Technology in today's day and age allows us to continuously conduct municipal business.
What if someone's listening going, well, but her job is in St. Louis. If she can be a mayor effectively via Zoom, why can't she stay in St. Louis and apply for different funds and talk with other mayors via Zoom so she can stay in St. Louis? Like, why does she have to go to them and leave the people of St. Louis?
Yeah, I mean, at least in my mind, it's the same reason that it's more beneficial for me to come here to the studio and talk to you face to face than it would be for me to call in or Zoom, right? Being physically at the table and being able to have side conversations, being able to face to face with federal leaders, members of the cabinet and things like that is very, very helpful. And she's able to conduct the business of the city with the excellent staff and team that she's built around her and get that face time with these federal leaders, with these philanthropic leaders to continue to bring financing and resources into the city of St. Louis.
So if she's on some of these trips and these were not paid with taxpayer dollars. We've got the information from your office. Mm-hmm. The Bloomberg City Lab in Mexico City, mm-hmm. Salt Lake City, Utah Conference, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Conference of Mayors, Cape Cod. So even traveling, you're still traveling a lot. You're at conferences, so you can't be connected to the city. Who is in charge of the city minute by minute while the mayor is out of town?
Mayor Jones. Mayor Jones is consistently communicating with her staff. When you're talking about being at a conference or being on a panel, that's the same as being in a meeting. It's not that she's disconnected in some extreme way. If something were to happen that required immediate attention, it's easy to make that happen. But again, it's also important to note that the mayor has a fantastic team around her. Her senior staff is consistently responsive and communicating with her.
Kansas City has like an official city manager. I don't think St. Louis has that.
We do not.
So is there someone that acts in that capacity while the mayor is gone?
So that's, I don't want to, it sounds like a legal question, right? Of like legally, who is running the city if she is traveling. However, according to city statute and legal opinion dating back to the 1920s, her absence from the city is defined only if she is incapable of doing municipal business while she is traveling, which again, she is fully capable of doing. This is exactly how we did municipal business during the pandemic. This is how Cruson did municipal business during the pandemic. We have video conferencing. We're on the phone consistently. Mayor Jones is running the city of St. Louis.
If something were to happen, like in what happened in New Orleans, an emergency, a terrorist attack, something like that, I mean, that seems that it would be hard to manage that crisis over the phone or to spend time traveling, getting on a flight from New York or Mexico City when something like this is happening.
Sure. So we just had a winter storm over these last 2 days, and I don't know if you've seen the roads, but they've been paved. The city has been responding adequately, and we've been doing that through Zoom conferencing for our command center calls. So we have managed crises without needing to physically be in a room with one another. That's what's been happening over the last 72 hours. If something like, you mentioned New Orleans, mm-hmm. were to happen, the mayor would be on the first flight home. However, for things like the winter storm, she's been in the city, but we haven't been able to travel. So we've all been communicating consistently since I think Thursday night was the first command center call that we had on this. And we've had one every roughly 12 hours since then. And that's how the city's been able to respond to this winter storm so effectively.
There was a lot of, I'm going to move on for just a second,
sure.
because there was a lot of criticism or, I guess, concern about that ARPA money that needed to be allocated before the end of the year. And there were some discrepancies about where the money was or if it all was sent where it needed to go or committed to where it needed to be. Does the city feel like they have accomplished what they needed to with that money? Is it all been allocated in the way it should be?
Allocated, obligated, spent, those are three different definitions. The obligation deadline was December 31st, and the information that I have currently is that, yes, absolutely all of the money was obligated by December 31st. There's still some auditing and accounting that needs to be done, right? That's a huge pot of money. We got to make sure that all the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, and the math all adds up. But it is absolutely my understanding that by December 31st deadline, we had all of that ARPA money obligated, which is what that deadline is. The next step in the process is getting all of that money spent in the next 2 years. So that deadline is December 31st, 2026.
And Connor, I know before we let you go, a question that people would have, and, you know, okay, with the trips, how much money have the taxpayers spent on these trips? How much money has been taxpayer money?
For her time in mayor, mm-hmm. there's been one trip.
Okay.
And it was early in her administration. And I know for a fact that number is under $1,000. However, no other taxpayer dollars have been spent on her travel. Everything has been either personal funds or Bloomberg, philanthropic funds, those types of things. But taxpayer dollars outside of the one trip early on, which again was for sure under $1,000, taxpayer dollars have not been spent on the mayor's travel.
So like you said, so outside of that, the other trips, is it fair to say were either Mayor Jones just out of pocket personally, private donor, philanthropic?
Yeah, Bloomberg, United States Conference of Mayors, National League of Cities, those types of organizations. And all of this information is publicly available. So if you go to the mayor's Instagram, we've got a link tree. And if you go to her link tree, there's a button that says federal accomplishments. Click on that. That's going to have a bunch of this information. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, when Jacob started, a different reporter at the Business Journal started writing this piece quite a while ago. Our office has been consistently responsive and open with him this entire time, because you're right. If taxpayer dollars were going to this, it would absolutely be public information. However, even without it being taxpayer dollars, we're still more than happy to provide this information because, you know, me personally and the administration, we're proud of the accomplishments that Mayor Jones has been able to bring to the city of St. Louis. The city of St. Louis is looking better and getting more resources and funding under her administration, and we have a seat at the national table. And that's really important for a city like St. Louis.
And you were saying, again, last thing, that she has managed this last snowmageddon crisis remotely because she hasn't been able,
she's in the city.
She's in the city.
No one was able to travel on the roads. So she was managing that from her house. We were all working from our house initially. She did go visit the streets department yesterday. So during their shift change, she went by and thanked them for all their work. But no, the mayor has not been out of town during this crisis. We've been managing all of that in the city, but we've had to manage it through video conferencing because it was dangerous to travel.
Got it. Thank you for the clarification.
Absolutely.
That is Connor Kerrigan, the director of communications for Mayor Tishara Jones, joining us in Studio B today. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
He's Chris Ranji. I'm Amy Mark Scores. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.